It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
Dang, man, this high school football season has just flown by. We're already going to week 10 of the high school football season, and we had a couple of surprises this past week, which we'll jump into in just a moment. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and the Southern Sports Edition. com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so I mentioned that the high school football season is flying by, and that is the truth. Some scores from week 9. Calvary Day and the Islands, a region game. And, of course, Calvary Day downs Islands convincingly 42-8. Lowndes and Camden, that game was at Chris Gilman. Camden really, really needed the football game. They did not get it. Lowndes remains undefeated overall and in the region. They are currently the number one seed in Region 1-6A. They beat Camden at home, 35-14. Camden, they got to beat Colquitt. That's the bottom line. They got it. They're going to Colquitt in a couple of weeks. They're on a bye this week. They got to go to Colquitt and they got to win, and then they got to beat Tift after that to have any hopes of getting in as a 4 seed in the playoffs. Speaking of Tift, they played Colquitt. They went over to the Hog Pen, and Tift did not come up victorious. They went down to the Packers, 39-20. Richmond Hill and Valdosta. Boy, Valdosta has looked really good all season long. They had that hiccup against Colquitt earlier in region play where I think they lost like 17-16 or 18-17. But other than that, they played really well. They blanked Richmond Hill over at Bazemore Hyder, 41-0. Richmond Hill's a good football team, and Valdosta beat them like a drum. Statesboro and Brunswick High, they played up in Womack, and everybody really thought that Brunswick was just going to kind of coast to a region championship. Statesboro had other plans. The Blue Devils upended the Brunswick High Pirates 28-21. Really took a blueprint. Of course, Statesboro, you know, a running football team. They took the blueprint of what Glenn did against Brunswick, and they just emulated it to their style of offense and just ran the ball and ran the ball and ran the ball and 8 o'clock and 8 o'clock and 8 o'clock. 28-21, Statesboro comes out on top. The interesting thing here is now, if everything plays out, Statesboro still has Effingham, right? But if Statesboro wins out, they will win the region, and it will be their first region championship since 2005, which is the last year, coincidentally, that Statesboro won a state championship, was 2005. Now, I'm not saying that Statesboro, if they win the region, they're going to win a state championship. I'm just giving you a little nugget. Still a couple of tough games in front of Statesboro. They've got to go on the road all the way to Augusta this week. We'll see how they react coming off of a big win, and hopefully they don't shoot themselves in the foot. Evans and the aforementioned Effingham 36-0 over Evans. A couple of really big games for Effingham. They still have Glenn on the schedule, and they still have Statesboro, as we just talked about. Speaking of Glenn, they went 28-2 over South Effingham, and so South Effingham now starting to come back to earth as they're getting into a little bit more difficult part of their schedule. Beach and Johnson of Savannah. Boy, Beach all of a sudden looks like they are the best team in Savannah outside of Jenkins and Benedictine and Savannah Country Day and Savannah Christian. But Beach does look, in all seriousness, Beach does look pretty good. especially amongst the other Savannah schools. They blow out Johnson of Savannah 42-7. Liberty County 43-6 over Groves. Southeast Bullock, they really needed this game. They did not get it. They went down 37-28 to the aforementioned Jenkins. Really a tough go for Southeast Bullock now, as it's going to be really hard for them to get in the playoffs. Windsor Forest and Long County. Long County 49-22. Long County keeps their playoff hopes alive. Richmond Academy and West Laurens. West Laurens 21-7 winners. Appling and Crisp. Now, Appling went on the road here, and I wasn't really sure what to make of this game, if I'm being 100% honest with you. But Appling went on the road, and they beat Crisp 29-27. Cook and Tatnall. Cook 31, Tatnall 21. Jeff Davis and Bacon. Boy, Jeff Davis, they are coming on strong right here at the end of the year. They're having a great year, only one loss on the season. 34-17, Jeff Davis downs Bacon, and they'll continue a run to the playoffs here. Worth and Berrien. Worth 54-16 winners over Berrien on the road. No big surprise there. Fitzgerald and Thomasville. It looked like Thomasville was going to be a solid number two seed after that debacle against Worth, where Worth came all the way back to beat them, and then Fitzgerald just threw a fly into the ointment, monkey into the wrench. Is that right? Whatever. Fitzgerald 24, Thomasville 21. So that region now gets a little crazy. Savannah Christian and Vidalia. Savannah Christian 37, Vidalia 14. Swainsboro and Savannah Country Day. I told you Savannah Country Day. Swainsboro is going to be really upset after the loss at home to Vidalia. And they showed it. 42-14 winners over Savannah Country Day. Bullock Academy and Fredericka. There is no better rivalry in the GISA than Fredericka and Bullock. Those two schools just do not like each other. Bullock Academy came down to the Bloody Marsh to play Fredericka, and Fredericka stunned the world and knocked off Bullock Academy 35-20. And now all of a sudden, Brandon Derrick's Fredericka Academy Knights look like that they are legit. Not saying they didn't, but they made it very well aware, everyone well aware, that they are legit, beating Bullock Academy. And, you know, Bullock goes down there and some pregame stuff, that might not have been in the best taste, going to the Fredericka 50 and some expletives or whatnot happened. A little bit of fireworks before that game is the point I'm trying to make. Valwood and Terrell, 44-0. Valwood over Terrell Academy. Pinewood and St. Andrews. Pinewood 39-12 winners over St. Andrews. That sets up a region de facto championship game between Pinewood and Fredericka. Clinch and Brooks, assuming that if Pinewood wins that game, they still have Bullock, and so you can end up in a three-way tie for that top seed. We'll see how that goes. So really, Fredericka needs to win that game. If Fredericka does, they'll more than likely win that region. Clinch and Brooks, a defensive slugfest. Clinch 6, Brooks 0. I thought Brooks would win that game since it was in Quitman. Clinch really impressed me going over there and shutting out Brooks County. Irwin and Charlton down in the swamp in Folkestone. Charlton 27-23 winners. MCA and Bryan County. MCA at the ship at home in Darien comes up 7-0 winners over Bryan County, and it keeps their playoff hopes alive. And this week they'll be going to Metter, where probably the winner is in and the loser is out, more than likely. Savannah and Claxton. Savannah beat Claxton 19-6. So the Claxton program has now reached a point where they are a get-right game even for Savannah. Let me say that again. The Claxton program has now reached a point to where they are a get-right game even for Savannah. 19-6, Savannah wins the school, or wins the game. Portal and ECI. ECI 41-14 winners. ECI looks really, really good. Got a good chance to win that region. Screven and Metter. ECI's got to beat Screven, but Metter goes down to Screven 27-7. Montgomery County and Troutland 46-6. Troutland wins the football game. Glasscock and Twiggs County. Glasscock 43 and Twiggs 14. And Perry and Wayne. Perry shuts out Wayne 38 to nothing. And so Wayne, you know, don't look now, but Wayne still has a pretty decent chance of making the playoffs. That win against Warner Robins really, really helped them, and they still have New Hampstead on the docket. A win there, you know, we'll see what happens, but that may very well get the Yellow Jackets in, and who knows?
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Week 10 of the high school football season, and here are some key matchups from around South Georgia. The Knights of Frederica host Pinewood in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's with first place in the region on the line. Wayne heads over to Savannah to take on Benedictine with playoffs still in reach for the Yellow Jackets. Bullock Academy hosts region foe St. Andrews, and Statesboro visits Augusta to take on Evans on the heels of their big win over Brunswick. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here, and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
We got all the scores in, right? And so now it's that time where I'm going to give you the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the Southern Sports Edition.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. Candler Drive off of Highway 82, off of I-95, exit 29, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. All right, so we had some teams drop down in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, and we had one team drop out. I will get into all of that momentarily, so let's go ahead and go. Let's recap from what we had last week. Last week we had number 10, Liberty County. 9 was Brunswick. 8 was Ware. 7, Valdosta. 6, Pierce. 5, Peach. 4, Clinch. 3, Houston. 2 was Worth, and the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings last week, the Lowndes County Vikings. Okay, so we had one team drop out. That team that dropped out, of course, is the Brunswick High Pirates, losing in an upset effort by the Statesboro Blue Devils. So, starting at number 10, their first time ever in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings with a 38-19 win over Washington County, Dodge County, for the first time ever in the rankings at number 10. At number 9, falling one spot coming off of a bye, they fall from 8 to 9, the Ware County Gators. At number 7, moving up two spots from 10 to 8 with a 43-6 win over Groves, the Liberty County Panthers. At number 7, 41-0 over Richmond Hill. Staying at number 7, the Valdosta Wildcats. At number 6, coming off of a bye, not moving up, not moving down, holding strong. At number 6, the Pierce County Bears. Another team coming off from a bye, staying exactly where they are at number 5, Peach County. At number 4, falling one spot, another team on a bye this week, falling from 3 to 4, the Houston County Bears. At number 3, moving up one spot with an impressive 6-0 win on the road in Quitman over Brooks County, the Clinch County Panthers at number 3. At number 2, with a 54-16 woodshedding of Berrien, the Worth County Rams. At number 1, for I think the third consecutive week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, with a 35-14 drubbing of the Camden County Wildcats in Kingsland, the number 1 team this week, again, the Lowndes County Vikings. Okay, so let's recap. At number 10, Dodge County. Number 9, Ware County. Number 8, Liberty. 7, Valdosta. Number 6, Pierce County. Number 5, Peach County. Number 4, Houston County. Number 3, Clinch County. Number 2, Worth County. And the number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Lowndes County Vikings. The number 1 team again, like I said, I think for the third consecutive week. And that region, that 1-7 or 1-6A region, all of those teams are on bye this week. So none of those teams will be playing. The Valdostas and Colquitts of the world all go on bye this week. So it'll be an interesting dynamic moving into next week to see how the formula ranks these teams with Lowndes idle. Will Lowndes stay number 1 next week, considering that they're definitely not going to lose, that they're not going to play, or do they get jumped by the likes of Worth or Clinch in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings? We'll find out.
Fight. Fans, Johnny Wynn here with the AC Guys, alongside my partner, Robert Sullivan. No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. As your exclusive trained comfort specialist dealer, we provide the highest quality work by trained professionals and top-notch service. So give the hometown team a call today at 912-638-5778 or check us out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Welcome to Adobo Queens Restaurant, Brunswick's first and only authentic Filipino restaurant. Lumpia, pancit, and of course adobo chicken and pork. Take the short drive over and come on in. 6110 Altama Avenue, Suite 115, right next door to Kia. Or call ahead and order 912-456-3119. Or order online at adobo queens menu fy.com. Takeout or dine-in available for lunch or dinner. Brunswick's newest sensation, Adobo Queens.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Fall is in the air, and that means cooler weather, football fun, and of course, Halloween. Don't be scared. Come on in to Cunningham Jewelers. All treats and no tricks. Let Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff help you find that perfect gift, no matter how spooky and no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
I mentioned that we were already in week 10 of the high school football season, so we've got week 10 previewing all of those games in just a moment. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the Southern Sports Edition.com. Football season is here, and we are going long at Jessup Furniture Outlet. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices. All the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture Outlet, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, so week 10 of the high school football season, the region playoff, the playoff picture in general beginning to take shape now, and every game from here on out, just ask Brunswick. Every game matters. You can't take anything for granted. You don't know what's going to happen, and so you have to settle. You have to sort of get ready for every single opponent, no matter what the schedule says or what the record of the opponent looks like. All right, so here we go. Week 10. Pinewood heads to the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's to play Frederica. Frederica wins. More than likely, they are your region champs. If Pinewood wins that game, then Bullock has a chance to claim a share if they can beat Pinewood the following week. Deerfield-Windsor at Valwood. By the way, I'll take Frederica in that game at home. Deerfield-Windsor at Valwood. Give me Valwood to win the football game. St. Andrews at Bullock Academy up in Statesboro. Give me the Gators to rebound and get the W. Bradwell at South Effingham. Bradwell has a very, very slim chance of making the playoffs. In order to maintain that slim chance, they must beat South Effingham, who I said earlier, of course, is beginning to come back down to earth as their schedule has toughened. Give me Bradwell to go to Guyton and win in the Corral. Brunswick High at Lakeside Evans. Let me say something right here. Lakeside Evans, the Pirates are going to be very ticked off. They're coming off of that loss to Statesboro. Most nobody saw that coming. That game's going to get ugly. Give me Brunswick in a blowout. Greenbrier at Effingham. I mentioned Effingham still in the mix to make the playoffs as well from that Coastal Georgia plus Augusta school region. Give me Effingham at home in Springfield to win the game against Greenbrier. Statesboro at Evans. The question to me in this game is not if Statesboro is better than Evans, because the answer is resoundingly yes. Will they have a hangover coming off of the big win over Brunswick and get blindsided by Evans on the road? They've got to travel to Augusta to play this game. I think Statesboro wins the game, but I think this game's going to be a little closer than what folks think. Don't forget, Statesboro, before they beat Brunswick, they needed overtime to beat Lakeside Evans. So we'll see what type of character is revealed about the Statesboro Blue Devils. Coffee at Houston. By the way, I'm picking Statesboro. Coffee at Houston. Give me Houston to maintain the number one seed in that region. Northside at Thomas County Central. That game will probably get ugly. Thomas County Central at home. Northside has not looked very good this year. Give me TCC to win. Wayne at Benedictine. Look, Wayne had a dreadful start. They got that win against Warner Robins, which gave them a glimmer of hope. Now, they came back down to earth a little bit against Perry, right? They got blown out by Perry. And here they are now on the road against Benedictine. I don't think they're going to beat Benedictine, all right? I'm picking Benedictine to win the game, but I am not ruling out the possibility of Wayne County making the playoffs. Still with New Hampstead looming, I think there's a shot for Wayne County to get in. New Hampstead at the aforementioned Warner Robins. Give me Warner Robins to win the football game at home. Bainbridge at Peach. Give me Peach County. Groves at Beach. Like I said, I feel like Beach has kind of elevated themselves to the top of the totem pole in the Savannah school stuff outside of Jenkins and all the private schools in Savannah. Give me Beach at home to beat Groves. Johnson of Savannah goes to Calvary Day. Calvary Day is probably going to win that region. They're going to continue that march by going through Johnson of Savannah. Islands and Windsor Forest. Give me the Islands to win on the road against Windsor Forest. Long at Jenkins. I have sung Long County's praises for many years. I just keep telling you, they're on the cusp. They're on the cusp. And then they find ways, and they're having a good year, but they find ways to lose games against the really good teams, or they just get blown out by the really good teams. Jenkins is one of those really good teams. I don't think Long County beats Jenkins. Give me Jenkins to win the football game. Hepzibah at West Lawrence. Give me West Lawrence. Rutland at Jeff Davis. Boy, Jeff Davis looks really good. Give me Jeff Davis at home to win the football game. Tatnall at Appling. Appling coming off that big win over Crisp. Give me Appling at home. Speaking of Crisp, they'll head to the Bears' Den to play Pierce County, the undefeated Pierce County Bears. You don't win in Blackshear. Give me the Pierce County Bears to beat Crisp County. Bacon at Worth. Give me Worth to win the football game, and I think Worth's going to end up winning that region. Berrien at Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald did themselves a huge favor by beating Thomasville. Give me Fitzgerald to continue that momentum and win at home against Berrien. Speaking of Thomasville, they go to Caney Bay to play the Brantley County Herons. Thomasville wins in Nahunna. Bleckley at Dublin. Give me Bleckley. Bleckley has quietly had a really good season, only one loss on the football season. Give me Bleckley to go to Dublin and win. Dodge County at Jefferson County. Give me Dodge to win the football game. East Lawrence at Washington County. Flip a coin, right? I'll take East Lawrence, I guess. Savannah Country Day at Toombs. I'm going to take Toombs to win this football game. I like Toombs County to win. Vidalia at Swainsboro. Hey, Vidalia. Sorry, you're gonna go to Swainsboro and you're gonna get beat. I think earlier in the show I said Vidalia beat Swainsboro. I'm sorry, let me recant that. It was Toombs County that beat Swainsboro, not Vidalia. But Swainsboro does beat Vidalia this go around. The Tigers win over the Indians. Jenkins County at Bryan County. Bryan County really, really needs the football game. I don't think they get it. Give me Jenkins County on the road to beat Bryan County. Claxton at Portal. Claxton heads over to Portal to play off of Highway 80. Give me Portal to win the football game. MCA at Metter. I told you, this basically amounts to a play-in game. The winner is more than likely in. The loser is more than likely out. MCA has been playing great defensively the last several weeks. Metter coming off that loss to Screven. Now Metter's at home. I like MCA to go to Metter and win the football game and more than likely punch their ticket into the playoffs. Savannah at Screven. Savannah no shot. Screven in a blowout. Dooley at Troutland. Give me Dooley to win the football game. Montgomery County at Hawkinsville. Give me Hawkinsville to win the game. And Wheeler at Telfair. I will take, again, flip a dang coin. I'll take Telfair. I have Wheeler circle, but I'll change my mind and take Telfair. So those are your games for week 10 of the high school football season. We got a ton of college games that we got to get to as well. So don't go anywhere. Jason Bishop Show.
It is that time of year again, time for fall and football fun. It is also time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call for your fall service. Don't get left out in the cold. Score a touchdown and make the two-point conversion good today with your neighbors at Air Adjusters. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. And of course, let's go Dawgs. License number CN208489.
Summer is winding down and soon fall will be here, which means fun and football. It also means that you need to get into Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters and Southern Tide for all the fall fashions. Jackets, sweaters, vests, and more. All the brands you love. Johnny O, Duckhead, Aftco, Onward Reserve, and a ton more. Make sure to pick your Georgia Bulldogs attire, too. Come on in to Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters and Southern Tide, and let us keep your family in style.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Week 8 of the college football season. Again, football season just seems to be flying by. Lots of good games, by the way. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network Brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Football season is here, and we are going long at Jessup Furniture Outlet. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices. All the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture Outlet, over 50 years of helping people just like you. Just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897. Look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. All right. College football, right? I want to say this before I jump into these games. I want to specifically talk to the Auburn Tigers. In that post-game presser, what I saw was a team that was broken. A team who had their spirit broken against Georgia with all the shenanigans that went on in the football game. And then their head coach gets up there during the halftime interview and in the post-presser, gets up there and talks to the national media, talks to the country about how they can't catch a break, how they're getting cheated out of games. That is not the message that you want to be sending to your team. And quite frankly, that team, through his leadership and that dynamic, he has a broken football. I don't think Auburn's going to win a legitimate football game moving forward. Maybe they have a cupcake left on their schedule they'll beat. But other than that, like any good football team is going to be able to beat them because mentally they are broken. They are not going to win another dang game. All right, here we go. In week 8 of the college football season, Louisville at number 2, Miami. I believe in Miami. I think Miami might be, probably is, the best team in the country. Give me the Hurricanes at home. Number 25, Nebraska at Minnesota. Give me the Golden Gophers to upset Nebraska, if you want to call it that. Give me Minnesota in a quote-unquote upset. Number 10, LSU at number 17, Vanderbilt. We have watched all season long LSU struggle to score. Vanderbilt doesn't have that problem. Granted, yes, LSU's defense is pretty dang good, but I don't think LSU can score enough points to beat Vanderbilt, plus the game's in Nashville. Give me Vanderbilt to take down LSU and probably effectively in their college football playoff dreams. Number 12, Georgia Tech at Duke. This is a tricky game for the Yellow Jackets. Georgia Tech's the better football team. They're going on the road to play the Dukies. Duke's going to be up for this game. Duke's going to play them tough. This is going to be a close football game. I think Georgia Tech finds a way, but I think this game's close. Give me Georgia Tech by a field goal. Number 14, Oklahoma at South Carolina. You talking about dangerous games? This is one for the Sooners. Coming off the tough loss to Texas, South Carolina needs a signature win. Haven't gotten one of those yet. Game's in Columbia. I think Oklahoma struggles with the Gamecocks. And I think in the end, Oklahoma finds a way late. But dang, this game's going to be close. And I think I wouldn't be stunned if South Carolina won the game. Number 5, Ole Miss heads to Athens to play number 9, Georgia. Oh, man. This is going to be a great football game. Georgia cannot spot Ole Miss 10, 13, 14 points and expect to win the football game. If Ole Miss comes out and gets up on Georgia like that, like Georgia has been doing all year long, Ole Miss is going to win the football game. If Georgia can keep from doing that, I like Georgia to win at home. Michigan State at number 3, Indiana. Okay, Indiana, let's find out about you. You just had a huge win last week over Oregon, I believe. You had a huge win over Oregon, and now here, yeah, Oregon. You had a huge win over Oregon. Can you avoid the hangover? Michigan State coming in, an inferior team to you. You should blow them out. You're at home. Will you do it? I will take Indiana to win the game. Ohio State at Wisconsin. Man, I want to pick Wisconsin. I just feel like that there's an upset brewing. Ohio State hasn't really been tested all year, but Wisconsin's season has just been so dang bad. Give me Ohio State on the road. Texas A&M at Arkansas. Go ahead and write it down on your calendar. The annual Texas A&M free fall begins now. Give me Arkansas to upset Texas A&M in Fayetteville. Number 22, Memphis at UAB. Give me Memphis to win the football game. Number 7, Texas Tech at Arizona State. This is really an interesting game for me. Arizona State's a good football team. Texas Tech has been playing great football, beating all of those sorry teams in the Big 12. Arizona State isn't that bad. Texas Tech's on the road. I think this game is close, but I believe in Texas Tech. I'm going to take Texas Tech to win the football game. Washington State at number 18, Virginia. Virginia very quietly has snuck into the rankings. Give me Virginia at home to win the football game. Oregon coming off the loss to Indiana. Number 8, Oregon at Rutgers. Give me the Ducks to blow out Rutgers and make a statement after that loss to Indiana. Number 21, Texas. They get back in the top 25. They'll head to Lexington to play Kentucky. No problem here for the Longhorns. And I think moving forward, you're going to see the type of quarterback you expected to see in Arch Manning. Look for him to have a huge season from this point forward. Number 11, Tennessee. They go to Tuscaloosa to play number 6, Alabama. Ton of SEC championship game implications. Alabama's been rolling so far. Most folks think that they will be the team that gets there to play in the SEC championship game against, I don't know, whoever. I don't think that's going to happen. I like Tennessee to go to Tuscaloosa and beat Alabama again. Give me Tennessee knocking off Alabama. We'll call it an upset if you want to do that. Number 20, USC at Notre Dame. Games in South Bend. I don't think USC is that good. I don't think Notre Dame's that good either, but I do think they're better than USC. Give me Notre Dame at home. Florida Atlantic at number 19, South Florida. Listen, there is not a powerhouse team in college football that is rooting for South Florida to get into the college football playoff. The entire hierarchy is rooting against South Florida to not get in because they all know how good that South Florida team is and none of them want any part of it. South Florida wins the game and I think South Florida gets in. They're going to make some noise. Number 16, Missouri at Auburn. Like I said, I think Auburn's done. I think they're mentally broken. Missouri goes to the Plains. Maybe Auburn keeps it close in the Plains. But what happens when something goes wrong for the Tigers? Watch them implode. Give me Missouri to win the football game. Number 24, Cincinnati at Oklahoma State. Remember when Texas and Oklahoma defected out of the Big 12? And then everybody kind of looked at Oklahoma State and said, okay, this is now Oklahoma State's conference. What the hell happened? That certainly didn't happen at all. They're losing games to like Cincinnati and Central Florida. Well, I mean, and this has been like years of this. They were supposed to step up and bring the Big 12 with them and become a perennial power. Didn't happen for the Cowboys. It's been a struggle. Give me Cincinnati to go to Oklahoma State and win. Number 23, Utah at 15, BYU. BYU undefeated. That will end. Utah goes on the road and beats BYU. In the SEC, the only game that has two unranked teams playing, Mississippi State at Florida. They're getting ready to cut the check to Billy Napier, the buyout check. If he loses to Mississippi State, he'll be gone before he can even get home. I do like Florida to win the football game, though, and Billy Napier will buy himself some more time. Of course he will, because, you know, he's in a must-win game for his job, and he keeps winning those. In the ACC, North Carolina at Cal. Boy, it's a mess in North Carolina. You got all kind of reports saying that North Carolina's getting ready to cut Bill Belichick loose, and then they're saying, oh, no, we're not doing that. Bill Belichick said, oh, I think everything's fine. I do think they beat Cal simply because Cal's that bad. But if they lose to Cal, you're going to see those rumors ramp up even more. UConn at Boston College. Give me Boston College. SMU at Clemson. Boy, Dabo better win this game. They're at home in Death Valley. If they lose to SMU, he might be writing up a new resume. Pitt at Syracuse. Give me Pitt coming off the win against Florida State recently. So, yeah, Pitt over Syracuse. Speaking of Florida State, they will head cross-country to play Stanford. I think this game is close, but I think Florida State does get the job done. And now the question is, this is mostly what Florida State does. They start off well, they're in the rankings at the beginning of the season, and then they hit this stretch where they lose a team they've got no business losing to. I'm talking about under the Mike Norvell era. How much longer does Florida State put up with that? Is Mike Norvell on the hot seat? In the Big 12, West Virginia goes to Orlando to the Bounce House to play the Central Florida Knights. Give me Central Florida to beat West Virginia. In the Sun Belt, Coastal Carolina at Appalachian State. Give me App State. Georgia State heads to Statesboro to play the Georgia Southern Eagles. Big time rivalry game there. I like the Eagles to win the game. Georgia State's had a tough go. And those are your games for this week. No Conference USA games. Kennesaw State is off. And yeah, I just want to talk a little bit more about the Florida State thing, because, you know, no one's really talking about Mike Norvell being on the hot seat, but I really think that perhaps that should be more of a conversation, because this is now becoming a pattern. Preseason rankings, and then you lose games you got no business losing, and now you're not even really in the conversation. You're definitely not getting the ACC title game. He keeps doing this.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Goldenisle's Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Goldenisle's Collision Center, friendly, honest service. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95. 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567. And look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors. This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simons Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, MulletBayRestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
I'm going to give you my top 10 rankings in college football because I think they're way more accurate than what the AP does. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, and I'm very proud of that. High school football coaches shows and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea. All right, so and some of you may not agree, right, with where I've got these teams ranked at, but I'm not going by like where the AP has them, and this is just what I've seen and where I think that these teams deserve to be. Okay, so some teams dropped out. I'll give you my top 10 from last week. Last week I had number 10 Missouri, number 9 Texas Tech, number 8 Georgia Tech, 7 was Indiana, 6 was Ohio State, 5 was Ole Miss, 4 Texas A&M, 3 Oklahoma, 2 was Oregon, and number 1 was Miami. All right, so obviously we had some teams fall out. Oklahoma, out. Oregon, out. Missouri, out. So there's going to be three teams that are going to crack into the Jason Bishop top 10. At number 10, I've got the Georgia Bulldogs. I've got two one-loss teams in my top 10. Georgia is one of them. So I've got 10 at I got Georgia at 10. At number 9, undefeated BYU. Yes, I've got BYU ranked over Georgia. We'll find out a little bit about them. They, of course, they have Utah at home, but I've got BYU at number 9. At number 8, I've got Alabama. Alabama is the only other. I've got two. I told you. I've got two one-loss teams, Alabama and Georgia. Alabama is the other one-loss team at number 8. At number 7, I've got Texas Tech, and I'm really eager to find out about Texas Tech and what they're going to do this week. I believe in them. I think they're going to be in the college football playoff. I think they're going to win the Big 12. At number 7, Texas Tech. At number 6, I've got the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. I think a little bit of a tricky game this week for Georgia Tech. I hope they go out and win like 43-7. That would be a really good look for the Yellow Jackets. Number 5, Ohio State. We got so wrapped up in that opening win for Ohio State against Texas. We have since found out that Texas is a pretty good team. I don't think that we would categorize them as elite. I mean, I guess they're still in the running to make the college football playoff, maybe. But, you know, we had, it was like number 1 versus number 2 or 1 and 3, whatever it was. Certainly Texas is not as good as we thought, and that is Ohio State's best win. That's really their only good win. So, you know, most pundits and polls have Ohio State ranked number 1. Well, what have you done to be there? I don't think you've done enough to be ranked number 1. There are several teams that I've got ranked in front of Ohio State, which I think have done a lot more. One of those teams at number 4, the Ole Miss Rebels. We're going to find out about Ole Miss. They've got the toughest game, arguably, to date, heading to Athens to play the Georgia Bulldogs. But I've got Ole Miss at 4. Ohio State 5, Ole Miss 4. At number 3, Texas A&M. Now, I'm ranking Texas A&M based on what they've accomplished. They've got a lot of good wins on their resume, maybe the best resume in the country. And now we get to the later part of the season where we're so accustomed to watching Texas A&M just fall apart, the wheels fall off, and them implode. I think they've got a tricky game going to Fayetteville to play Arkansas. It's been a tough go for the Razorbacks the last few, well, this year in particular, but, you know, they certainly haven't played up to expectation the last few years. Petrino now, you know, basically calling the shots there for Arkansas. I think Arkansas, and Arkansas played well last week too, almost won that football game. I like Arkansas to beat Texas A&M. Texas A&M walks into a trap, Suey Pig, or Pig Suey, whatever they do. At number 2, I've got Indiana, man. Like, you know, a huge, they beat Illinois earlier in the year when Illinois was ranked, and then they just took down Oregon. I love Indiana at number 2. And again, I want to see what they do the week after the big win. And the number 1 team for me, the Miami Hurricanes. I don't think anybody is more complete. Miami can score with anybody. Their defense is above average. I'm not going to say their defense is elite, but their defense is above average. And they score enough points to where that matters. So I like Miami at number 1. So let's recap. At number 10, I've got Georgia. At number 9, BYU. 8, Alabama. Number 7, Texas Tech. 6, Georgia Tech. At 5, I've got Ohio State. 4, Ole Miss. 3, Texas A&M. At number 2, I've got Indiana. And my number 1 team for most of the year, I think maybe 1 week or possibly 2, I didn't have Miami number 1, but they've been number 1 ever since. So Miami is my number 1 team. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at CompanionsForHeroes.org. The Ole Miss Georgia game is a big-time game, right? The winner of that game certainly helps their cases to, or helps their case to get to the SEC championship game. The loser is going to find it a struggle to get into the college football playoff. especially if you're Georgia, because that'd be your second loss. For Ole Miss, one loss to Georgia at home. You know, the committee may look favorably upon that if that's the only game they end up losing, or even if they drop a second game and they're, you know, right there on the bubble of getting into the top 12. Who knows? I don't think Ole Miss is going to win the football game. And Georgia had better hope that they don't spot Ole Miss 13, 14 points to start the football game, because if that is the case, Georgia will not win. Lane Kiffin is great at scoring points. Kirby's great at playing defense. So a matter of strength between two coaches in this football game. And we'll see. Typically, when you have these types of matchups, a good offensive coach versus a good defensive coach, you find the defensive coach typically wins out.
This has been
Let's just hope Kirby doesn't Bishop call timeout again.
On the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Week 10 of the high school football season, and here are some key matchups from around South Georgia. The Knights of Frederica host Pinewood in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's with first place in the region on the line. Wayne heads over to Savannah to take on Benedictine with playoffs still in reach for the Yellow Jackets. Bullock Academy hosts region foe St. Andrews, and Statesboro visits Augusta to take on Evans on the heels of their big win over Brunswick. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family, because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here, and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.